Again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. A bye week for your team last week. How did you make use of that?
Well, we practiced 3 days last week, and I thought we practiced well. We went a little bit more situational stuff, and we went offense versus defense some, which was good, which you don't really get that much of a chance to do. And hopefully we got a little bit better, and then hopefully over the weekend they rested up a little bit, got their legs back, and we'll see tonight how things look.
Obviously, one of the nice things about a bye week is, as you said, getting some banged up guys a little bit healthy. Are there some guys that you're hoping to get back this week that maybe you haven't had?
No, not really. I think it's just more or less the ones that have been playing that have been banged up that give them a chance, hopefully, to be a little closer to 100%.
I want to take, with a couple weeks to go, to sort of analysis of your team. Offensively, certainly have shown some improvement over the last several weeks. What has pleased you about how that group has developed, and what things are areas of growth are you still looking to get better at in the last few weeks?
Well, I think, we understanding what we're supposed to do. We haven't had as many missed assignments or things like that. We seem to be a lot smoother in so far as operating things, but we still can't, we go back 2 weeks ago to the Rhode Island game and turning the ball over, and, weather maybe has something to do with that, obviously. But, again, we're not good enough to overcome, many turnovers. That's one of the things we've got to continue to harp on and continue to work on and eliminate. And but basically try to, play turnover-free offense and execute the right way.
You've played three different quarterbacks over the last several weeks. Some do a lot of that due to injury. But what do you like about each one of those guys? And is there anybody that sort of moved ahead of that competition during the bye week?
Well, no. Dean Roger was the one that was playing, and he got hurt. And then then Teddy and Sean came in, and we worked them both of them this week pretty good, and we'll see how that plays out this week between them. But it's just trying to get somebody that's consistent and playing on a very consistent basis, play after play and week after week, is what we're striving to do.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star 1 on your keypad. Defensively, your team is certainly grown as well, a team that's given up some yards, kind of a bend-not-break situation, but have been especially good up front. What has pleased you with the way that unit has played this season and the way they've developed?
Well, I think we've played hard. I think we've played very hard. And, we've given up some yardage and some things here, but like you said, I think we've really, really played well in the red zone in some goal line situations. And I think a lot of that goes to, you guys up front, Will Colley and Bill Murray, and those guys have just, they really, really play hard. And, we just got to keep doing that. And we're getting better at forcing turnovers, but we've got to continually, maybe in the secondary, catch the ball a little bit better. When we get some opportunities, when we get our hands on the balls, we've got to get them. And when the ball's on the ground, we've got to get them.
The league race this season, I don't know how much you were able to follow action on Saturday, but all year long been a number of close games of surprising results to those on the outside. Is this as competitive as you can remember things from top to bottom?
Well, I think it's always very competitive. I think you look at the league and you can look at quarterback play and you can look at turnovers, and you take those two things, and if you get good quarterback play and you're not turning the ball over, then you got a pretty good chance to win. And then on the reverse side, it's hard to overcome. So I think that's kind of the overriding thing that I see.
Your team heads on the road to a Villanova team that's coming off a win over Richmond on Saturday. As you start to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they can present?
Well, I think they've done a great job holding things together with some injuries they've had up there, and they certainly put it all together last week at Richmond, to go on the road and win that decisively. That says a lot about the type of players, the way they've the way they've hung in there and the way they've worked and the way they've tried to get better. And, you know, it's been a while since we used to play Villanova every year, and then, you know, they were off on the rotation, off our schedule for a while. So now we're got them back on, and we're trying to, you know, learn a little bit more about it. We don't know that much because we have, you know, obviously haven't played them for a few years.
One of the things that you touched on that they've dealt with a lot of injuries at the quarterback with Zach Bednarczyk, who certainly has been one of the top players around the league and for quite some time. But then a young freshman in Kadir Ismail over the last couple of weeks, the freshman quarterback. How difficult does it make when you're not sure who the quarterback's going to be, and what do you see as far as the differences in their offense with the two different guys?
Well, I think they still run their offense. They know what they want to do. They have a great grasp of their offense, and again, they can plug in different things depending upon who's the quarterback. It's a matter of us taking care of ourselves and playing sound and doing the basic things, you know, getting off blocks and running the ball and wrapping up and tackling. I think, you know, when we haven't played particularly well on defense this year is usually a result of some missed tackles. That's something that we've continued to put a lot of emphasis on.
Last week, obviously, in that Richmond game, pretty incredible to be able to force seven turnovers, including the five interceptions. What did they do defensively to cause problems for quarterbacks like they were able to do it against Richmond?
I think they mix up their coverages. They pressure you, and they happen to be in the right place at the right time, obviously, a few times, and they caught the ball. You know, sometimes secondary guys knock it down as opposed to catching it, and they caught it. But, no, they did a good job flying around and being where they were supposed to be.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, take care.